Heisenberg is now here, and we are all very much occupied with discussions about the new development of the quantum theory and the great prospects it holds out, Bohr wrote to Rutherford in the middle of May 1926. Heisenberg lived at the Institute in a cozy little attic flat with slanting walls and a view of Phi-Led Park. Bohr and his family had moved into the plush and spacious director's villa next door. Heisenberg was such a regular visitor that he soon felt half at home with the Bohrs. The enlargement and renovation of the Institute had taken far longer than expected, and Bohr was exhausted. Sapped of energy, he suffered a severe case of flu. As Bohr spent the next 2 months recovering, Heisenberg successfully used wave mechanics to account for the line spectrum of helium. Once Bohr was back to his old self, living next door to him was something of a mixed blessing. After 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, Bohr all of a sudden would come up to my room and say, "Heisenberg, what do you think about this problem?" And then we would start talking and talking, and quite frequently, we went on till 12 or 1 o'clock at night. Or he would invite Heisenberg over to the villa for a chat that lasted long into the evening, fueled by glasses of wine. As well as working with Bohr, Heisenberg gave 2 lectures a week on theoretical physics at the university in Danish. He was not much older than his students, and one of them could barely believe he was so clever since he looked like a bright carpenter's apprentice just returned from technical school. Heisenberg quickly adapted to the rhythm of life at the Institute and with his new colleagues, enjoyed sailing, horse riding, and walking tours at the weekends. But there was less and less time for such activities after Schrödinger's visit at the beginning of October 1926. Schrödinger and Bohr had failed to reach any sort of accord over the physical interpretation of either matrix or wave mechanics. Heisenberg saw how terribly anxious Bohr was to get to the bottom of things. In the months that followed, the interpretation of quantum mechanics was all that Bohr and his young apprentice talked about as they tried to reconcile theory and experiment. Bohr often came up to my room late at night to talk to me of the difficulties in quantum theory, which tortured both of us, Heisenberg said later. Nothing caused them more pain than wave-particle duality. As Einstein told Ehrenfest, on the one hand, waves. On the other, quanta. The reality of both is firm as a rock, but the devil makes a verse out of this, which really rhymes. In classical physics, something can either be a particle or a wave. It cannot be both. Heisenberg had used particles and Schrödinger waves as they discovered their respective versions of quantum mechanics. Even the demonstration that both matrix and wave mechanics were mathematically equivalent had not yielded any deeper understanding of wave-particle duality. The crux of the whole problem, Heisenberg said, was that no one could answer the questions, is an electron now a wave or is it a particle, and how does it behave if I do this and that and so on? The harder Bohr and Heisenberg thought about wave-particle duality, the worse things seemed to become.